AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. trade deficit slipped modestly in 2025 as President Trump upended global commerce with double-digit tariffs. The Commerce Department reported that the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells other countries and what it buys from them narrowed to just over $901 billion from $904 in 2024. The Labor Department says U.S. applications fell to 206,000 last week as layoffs remain at historically low levels. Members of the United Nations Security Council are calling for the Gaza ceasefire deal to become permanent. They blasted Israeli efforts to expand control in the West Bank as a threat to prospects of a two-state solution. They met yesterday ahead of Trump's first Board of Peace gathering today, where the future of the Palestinian territories will be discussed. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the arrest of former Prince Andrew, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
British police have arrested Andrew Mountbatten Windsor for suspicion of misconduct in public office. King Charles reacted to the arrest, saying the law must take its course. The former British prince was stripped of his royal titles because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The AP's Luke Garrett.
Images circulated online appearing to show unmarked police cars at Wood Farm on the royal family's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. British police have been investigating allegations that the former Prince Andrew sent confidential trade reports to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010.
While Andrew has consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with his friendship with Epstein, concerns about Mountbatten Windsor's links to the late financier have dogged the royal family for more than a decade. Karen Shamas, London.
Ski mountaineering made its Olympic debut with Marianne Fatten of Switzerland, winning the first gold medal. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Quinn Hughes scored 327 into overtime to help the United States advance to the Olympic men's hockey semifinals with a 2-1 victory over Sweden.
We're resilient, and I think you saw us, kind of with that no-regret mantra in overtime.
Canada defeated Czechia 4-3 in OT to reach the semifinals. U.S. star Michaela Schifrin became a 3-time Olympic champion with an emotional slalom win. College basketball, Creighton handed number 5 UConn its first home conference loss, 91-84. Bruce Meyer was promoted to interim director of the Baseball Players Association a day after Tony Clark's forced resignation. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks are going up for sale in accordance with the wishes of late team owner Paul Allen. And NBA, Sacramento Kings center Domantas Sabonis and guard Zach LaVine will miss the rest of the season after undergoing surgeries.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.